Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening. Welcome aboard. It is another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez, produces and contributes to the program. A pretty solid roster as we roll along here with Zayd Hussain. He is headed for Morgantown, West Virginia. He is going to be right there, smack dab in the middle of the cannon launch and craziness one of the weirdest college towns in America. I shouldn't take my shots, but foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, right? Morgantown, West Virginia, Mountaineers and undefeated Iowa State, 11th rank in the country. Zayd's making his way. He will do what you got to do, and that is get to Pittsburgh, stay in Pittsburgh, find your way to Morgantown, and get out of Dodge and get back to Pittsburgh before you fly home on Sunday. That is an 8 o'clock Eastern start, so he is going to work well into the night. On Saturday night, we'll be live on Sports Weekend. We look forward to it. Chad Finn, Boston Globe, excellent writer. I believe he started up in Concord, New Hampshire. He's on the Globe. He's a media critic. He covers the Patriots, does a nice job in the Boston Sunday Globe with his game day preview. And he's a media critic, saying he chronicles a lot of the things that go on with not only local, regional, and national sports talent on the airwaves and podcasting world. So, but anyways, the Boston Globe compilation of the Celtics about to raise the banner here. Less than 2 weeks, about 10 days out, a week from Tuesday, opener against the Knicks. The 18th banner will be hoisted to the rafters of TD Bank Garden. So Chad Finn at 40 past the hour. But Zayd will kick it off, and then, you know, listen, WNBA, I love it. People take their shots. What are you doing? How can you feature it so prominently? Does anybody care? And I say, I do. And that's all that matters, right? No, that sounds arrogant. I love it. I really do. So the gals will get after it. We'll get the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty, best of five, to away we go. Liberty should win it. But a lot of things should be and aren't ultimately. So I would think we're going to have a good series. And the Golden State Valkyries get a new head coach today. Dom will weigh in on that. So we got a lot to get to. It's a Thursday into a football Friday. I'm Marty Terrell. We're presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com. Across the country and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm going to write back.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
What's up, everyone? My name is DJ from Limitless Sports Picks. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and just want to make your bank account great again, here's what I need you to do right now. Go follow my Instagram page, at Limitless Sports Picks. Again, that's at Limitless Sports Picks. And make sure you click the link in the bio and get signed up today. We've been on an absolute tear for our clients, winning them a ton of money, and I want to make your bank account great again today. Do that and follow us on the podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
We are presented by Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com. You know, the interest rates have come down. Mortgage activity is up and rolling again, big time. Rocketmortgage.com. Apply today and experience a nice drop in rates, and more affordable now than in a long, long time. All right, we talked the world of sports. Zaid Hussain, he is camped at our outpost in Chicago. He's bracing for a weekend. You know, listen, he had two cush assignments. He had the Rams midfield against the Bears. Then he had media deck midfield. I mean, I'm not bragging, but you got well looked after. Now you're going to pay the piper. You're headed to Morgantown on Saturday night. West Virginia, Iowa State. Let's hear there. You all pumped up, Zaid, for this assignment? Let me hear.
Yeah, this is going to be a big, big game, Marty. You know, going all the way to Morgantown, it's going to be exciting because Iowa State is looking to remain undefeated against the West Virginia team that has been off to a shaky start. You know, they're what you would expect from West Virginia, but this game priced very, very closely with West Virginia as 3-point underdogs at home. You know, a lot of people are predicting this to be one of the best and exciting games of the year. Iowa State looking to move to 3-0 in Big 12 play. And if they could do so, you know, that number 11 ranking probably moves up to number 8 or number 7 in the country. And it's huge. This is the biggest game of the year for Iowa State so far, no doubt in my mind.
It's just the college football and NFL season flies by. I mean, you kidding me? We're at the halfway point almost. It just blows your mind. It really does. Here's where I want to go with you. You're going to write a blog. You're going to preview. You're also going to review post de facto after the event. What are your expectations? You just kind of hinted at it. This, and I always like to look at the line for no other reason than it's very telling. And West Virginia, a home dog, and the number is small. This might be I don't want to call it a trap game because you cannot. If Iowa State is caught looking past West Virginia, shame on them. But I'm telling you right now, the ilk of coach that they have, Matt Campbell, he will do his damnedest trying to get these guys to focus, and I think they will. They looked a little shaky against Houston for a while, pulled away and won big. They looked a little bit, you know, shaky, and then they got a block punt. They had a few things go their way and ended up, you know, pretty much blowing out Baylor. Here's my concern. They're starting to get a national following. They're getting mentions. If the season ended today, they're in the, you know, they're a top 12 team. They're going to be the 11 seed. We're starting to hear that talk. I think Matt Campbell will dismiss it. He will say that, but they're still college kids. I wonder if this might be a trap for Iowa State and ambushed in West Virginia. Let me hear.
Yeah, well, you know, Matt Campbell – knows how good his team has been on the road. And I think having a chance to start 6-0 here for Iowa State, his teammates and players know how important this is. I mean, this is the first time they'll be 6-0 if they win this game since 1938. So you want to talk about something that's like history-breaking and record-breaking here for Iowa State. That's how big this game is. And I think they're going to come in, and they're not going to be a team that's going to be snoozing. The thing is, both teams are 2-0 in conference play already. And I think both teams know how big this game is, and may the best team win. But I see Iowa State winning and covering here on the road and moving to 6-0 for the first time in a very, very long time. I think they've looked dominant in recent wins. I mean, just look at what they've done in their last five games, beating Baylor 43-21, shutting out Houston 20-0, and, you know, winning 52-7 the week before. Their defense has been great, and their offense has been putting up points, too.
Doesn't it give you a good feeling, though, to venture into somewhere different and new, especially in the college game? Because this place, they're going to fire a cannon in the corner of the end zone. It's a nut house. They're hostile. I mean, you know, they call them the hooligan hillbillies in West Virginia. I mean, you're flying into Pittsburgh. You're going to be in the shadows of, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers and then getting across there with the gold and blue of the Mountaineers. You know, Jerry West, the legendary basketball player, went to West Virginia. Of course, it was Hot Rod Hundley. I mean, I'm dating myself. But you're going into a pretty interesting and first-time go-around. How does this feel? And then we'll move on. How does this feel going here for the first time?
You know, my favorite part of this job is being able to travel to different spots and really feel the atmosphere of places that I would never been able to see. So going to West Virginia and seeing the atmosphere, the crowd, the fans, it's going to be something unbelievable. And I can't wait to capture it and you know, share photos and videos and post it on my blog this weekend, because it's going to be an exciting matchup and it should be a great time.
We're looking forward to having you there. You'll be live with me Saturday night. Nick Douglas is headed to Death Valley down in Baton Rouge for LSU and Ole Miss. We have got people locked and loaded Saturday night. I'm looking forward to it. So a shameless promo for Saturday night show. All right, here's where I want to go. NFL, let's back up. Let's get to baseball. I think the Mets right now, it's going to take a Herculean effort to derail this team. Lindor, unbelievable. One swing of the bat. Francisco treated New York 4-1. They rudely dispatched the Philadelphia Phillies. They await the outcome, game 5, on Friday night between the Padres and Dodgers. Give me a New York state of mind, according to the Mets. And the Yankees tonight. Let's hear.
Marty, I came in about almost a week ago when the Mets were able to win the last wild card game. And I said, mm-hmm. This is a team of destiny. I said, this is a team that's hot. They're rolling. Everybody you could see around. I mean, you had players crying after clinching this game to go to the NLCS. This is a team that feels that it's their time. You got Lindor playing great. You got Alonso playing great. You got Jesse Winker smoking home runs. I mean, this is a team. Everybody's on fire right now. And you know, the bullpen is delivering as well. I think the Mets are a team that's going to come in there and shock a lot of people again. And I think that they can knock off the big dog in either the Padres or the Dodgers. It's going to be the biggest test of the year, no doubt. But I think they're a team that's rolling and ready for it.
What about Detroit, Cleveland? Detroit has the same feel. I mean, I'd sign right now for a Mets-Tigers World Series. I swear to God I would. I mean, can you imagine how goofy that World Series would be based on what the expectations were for these two franchises?
Oh, it would be electric. It would actually be insane. It would be one of the most improbable World Series matchups, I think, in history. I mean, it's something that I would love as well, because I always love underdogs in baseball. But, you know, Detroit right now down 1-0, top of the first. If they somehow can win this series, it's just going to be insane to see what happens, because you're looking at two organizations that earlier in the season everyone thought had no business making it to the championship series, and here they are now, you know, a couple wins away from reality.
Aaron Rodgers, did he have anything to do with Saleh getting the axe? What do you think? I don't believe him for a second that he spoke to the owner Monday night and they never talked about a change of the coaching. I don't believe that for one second. Go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers had a lot to do with it, to be honest with you. And it has to be. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the guy that, you know, he was your cornerstone signing that is supposed to finally bring success to New York. And it seems like throughout the year, he never really had that connection with Coach Robert Saleh, who honestly, it's like Was a firing warranted? I don't think so yet. I think if they dropped a few more games in a few weeks, okay, yeah, if they go, 2-5 or 2-6 and you want to pull the plug early on the season, I say you pull it and fire him. But I think they could have gave him another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then if you want to fire him, go ahead. I just think it was too early, too soon. I mean, this is a team a couple weeks ago that won huge in prime time, and everyone thought had a real chance at success in the playoffs. And now, just a couple weeks later, you fire him. I think it's a little overreaction, and I don't buy it. I don't like it at all.
Anything going to stop the Vikings right now? I mean, they're getting it right. That's all they're doing is getting it right. How long does this locomotive continue to churn on the track they're on right now?
Marty, I've been saying this tractor is going to break down for the last 3 weeks. And then every time I turn my TV on, it keeps rolling. It keeps rolling. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, this is a Vikings team that everyone thought had no business, even winning 4 or 5 games this season. And now you got Sam Darnold leading these guys to basically, the promised land, undoubtedly the best start of his career and the team's success so far this season. But I don't know, man. I keep saying it's going to stop, and it keeps rolling, and I'm here for it because it's really exciting to watch.
Good job. Listen, we'll look for your blog tomorrow morning. Go to sportsovernight.net. Hit on Marty's blog. Guest columnist will be Zaid Hussein again. He does a great job with pre and post game. He is headed to Morgantown for number 11 Iowa State and the upset-minded Mountaineers from West Virginia. Good job, Zaid. We'll talk to you. You get back to us. All right, I'm Marty Terrell here. Chad Finn, Boston Globe a little bit later on, but Dom's going to join the fray, as we say, coming back. Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Thursday into a Football Friday. What do we got tomorrow? I'd like to sneak peek to Football Fridays, right? I mean, DJ Shields, he was on fire last week. Are we predicting that DJ probably is going to pick with his heart instead of his head? You know, he's Texas, Cowboys, Detroit. I see it coming, but I could be wrong. And I often am. Away we go. We look forward to it. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to is Mr. Jimenez, because San Francisco, and we're going to get to, you know, some WNBA stuff, which is right in Dom's wheelhouse. But Dom, I you know, it's either you or Tittle. And I was going to ask one of you guys to comment today. And of course, Tittle is long gone, and you're right here in the on-deck circle, swinging your bat with the donut around it, taking some good rips. Niners, how concerned are you about this team right now? And here comes Seattle, who obviously got caught looking past the Giants at home last Sunday. How do you see Niners Seahawks tonight? And what's going on in Niner world, Niner land? Let's hear.
So I have two answers. The first is, as a fan, I'm fed up. I almost am to the point of indifference, because it's the same stupid things. It's the double-digit second-half leads getting blown. It's the stupid play calling. It's frustrating as a fan. Taking that fan hat off, being a member of the media, they have a lot of problems. I think you're starting to see that Brock Purdy is a good quarterback, potentially nothing higher than good, maybe pretty good. He's been taking off premature. A lot of the things that you liked about him his first couple of years, or first year and change with the Niners, he's not doing that anymore. Now, he's made some great throws. He's made some very athletic scrambles, but he's running away a lot more. He's not sticking in there. He's making bad decisions. He's thrown a lot of, some of them weren't his fault, but it feels like he's missing players a lot more than he has in the past. And I think we may have seen Brock Purdy's ceiling. That, not to say he's not an NFL quarterback. Not to say he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. I think there's a cap to his where he can project long term. And I think we've kind of seen already where that cap is. Injuries have wrecked them. Hufanga came back, got hurt, came back again, got hurt again. Christian McCaffrey has yet to play. They've had issues with George Kittle and Deebo Samuel on and off. Fred Warner's been banged up. Javon Hargrave is out for the year. They are a team that is very banged up, not playing their best. They don't have their full complement of players. And it's a little hyperbole, but I feel like Thursday night against the Seahawks is legitimately a must win, because you can't afford to drop a third game within the division.
I mean, it's huge. And I mean, I'm looking at the stat sheet from Sunday against Arizona. And if you blindfolded me, didn't let me see the final score, I would have figured, looking at the stat sheet, that they would have won, not necessarily going away, but they're getting great production out of Mason. But the thing is, they also gave up a lot of yards on the ground. You'll have to contextualize the game, because I was glued to Rams Packers. But speaking of the Rams, you know, just a week or two before, they gave that game away. And like you said, they are just absolutely gift-wrapping games. How do they put an end to that, in your opinion?
Have a different offensive coordinator? No, I really don't know. But this is, it's become an increasingly potentially dangerous pattern with Kyle Shanahan. We all know about the Super Bowl with the Falcons. We know about the Super Bowls with the Niners. And now it's starting to happen in the regular season too. You know, once or twice, it could be an anomaly. It could be a once in an NFL history thing. It's starting to become a pattern where the play calling, they try to get too cute. They get away from what has been working. And I think I highlighted it with you a couple weeks ago. I think it was against the Rams. Brock Purdy dropped back like 50 times. There's no reason for Brock Purdy to drop back 40, 50 times when you have a double-digit lead for most of the game. I know you don't have Christian McCaffrey, but Jordan Mason is a pretty good running back. He's not amazing, but he's pretty good. Maybe removing that fumble from last week. It's a similar thing. I don't know if I've ever said it to you, Marty. I know I've said it to some friends, and I've said it to Darren here at Byline. Kyle Shanahan gives off a similar energy as Farhan Zaidi did, where you see him, you see how he speaks, how he interacts with people. Not behind the scenes, obviously. I'm not in HQ for either team. But he gives off that air of, I'm the smartest guy in the room. And that hubris that they seem to have is A, off-putting, and B, not talked about enough when it comes to their shortcomings, either running the team with Farhan and the Giants or managing games. I'm not sure Kyle Shanahan knows how to make a second half adjustment. I really don't. It's truly amazing how things, if they get off to a slow start in the second half or if they get punched in the mouth in the first half, things don't seem to go well in that second half, and I wonder what he's doing at halftime.
All right, here's one more. Dom Jimenez with us. Here's what I want to know. The McCaffrey thing, and again, you're closer to it than me, but we can all read the same thing and see that. My gut tells me we may not see him. This could be for the year. It just does not sound good. Now, I don't know what the storyline is out there or what they're saying. I'm just going off gut feeling. It just doesn't sound good at all. What are you hearing and what do you sense? What's your gut telling you?
My gut's telling me, yeah, we might not see him. I haven't seen any kind of updated timetable for when he may or may not return. They've been a little cagey about it, but on the surface, you see Achilles tendonitis in both Achilles. Yeah. That's not good. You know how important the Achilles tendon is for walking for a normal person, let alone being a professional athlete.
Correct.
And then you add in the layer of he had to go to Germany to get treatment to try something that he would not be able to get here due to FDA clearances or whatever. That's a huge concern. And not that America is the pinnacle of modern medicine. That's not necessarily the case. But you like to think if a professional athlete at the NFL level needed certain treatment to make things feel better and get him back on the field, he'd be able to do it here in the United States. The fact that he's unable to and had to go to a different continent, not even a different country, different continent to get some treatment, and we still don't know what the answer is, it really makes you start thinking, yeah, this dude's not going to come back this year.
Yeah, that's how it feels to me, 100%. WNBA, here we go. Championship, we've talked about it. But on the side to that is Toronto's coming in. Golden State, the Valkyries are going to play at the Chase Center, owned by the Golden State Warriors. I loved it at the news conference. You introduced a new coach. Yeah, we expect a championship within 5 years. That's the Golden State Warrior mentality right there. Too much pressure on the gal, but she comes in with great credentials. Spent a lot of time with the Clippers on the men's side. Vegas, a winning culture with Becky Hammond in Las Vegas. She takes over in San Francisco. Who is she and what are the expectations? And how excited do you think that marketplace will be to ride now the uptick that the WNBA enjoys right now?
Well, the market is it's already built in because the Bay Area, A, loves their Warriors, B, the general culture of the Bay Area is we love new things, Marty. We are kind of the epitome of what is wrong with America in a way where we see something shiny and it completely catches our attention.
Yep.
You know, it's the epidemic plaguing the kids. We have short attention spans. I can't tell you how many trendy things have rolled through the Bay Area only to fall by the wayside. The most, most recent, but the biggest one I can think of is we went through a cupcake phase where there were cupcake shops popping up everywhere, and I can count probably on one hand how many of those are still open. The pandemic didn't help. But the aside from that, there is excitement. It's growing. It's building. We've talked about the 15,000-plus season ticket deposits, people interested in that. The new head coach, Natalie Nicasse, she was Becky Hammond's number one assistant with the Vegas Aces over the last few years. So, yeah. Winning culture, back-to-back champions. She's seen the best, some of the best players in the WNBA. And I think when it comes to building this roster for the Warriors, being able to land someone highly thought of as a top assistant in the WNBA, you make an opponent a little bit weaker. I don't know how much one assistant and not taking any of the players or the head coach away is actually going to hurt the Aces in the long run, but it can't hurt weakening an opponent like that. And she's also got that championship mentality, which is obviously huge to the Warriors ownership. We remember the speech Peter Gruber gave when they took over, and he got booed for it and all that. So I think it's a good hire. I don't know a ton about her, but I know the Aces have improved a lot the last couple of years, and that's not just because they've won, but they bought into playing defense. How much of that is her, I'm not sure. And now you've also got a connection for any Aces players or players who may have come across her path. Like, hey, maybe, like Kelsey Plum, perfect example. I don't know this for a fact. I don't know. A speculation. Maybe Kelsey Plum is tired of being the number two, sometimes the number three, and she wants to go sacrifice potentially winning titles every year to go be a number one player. We've seen that happen in professional sports time in and time again. Well, guess what? There's a new spot for Kelsey Plum to come play and be the number one face of a franchise with a huge crowd and a coach that she's familiar with. So I think it opens up a lot of avenues for them to succeed early.
I think you're spot on, and the dispersal draft will be interesting. Well, not dispersal draft. It'll be the expansion draft. It's not like a team is folding. It's the expansion draft, and I think they can protect, what, six or eight players, and then there's going to be some talent that they're going to be able to pluck away along with Toronto. All right, we're coming back. Chad Finn, Boston Globe. Speaking of talent, Celtics, 18 world champions, all put in one big book. He edited it. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, welcome back. Excuse me, Sports Overnight America, Cross Country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Rocket Mortgage, lower interest rates, better deals, $10,000 towards your closing costs with every approved mortgage now at Rocket Mortgage. Listen, NHL, watched it last night. Got a taste of it. We're starting to see season openers across the way. It just seems like it ended, and here we go again. The NBA is not far off. The big one will be opening night at TD Bank Garden, where we saw the Celtics claim their 18th World Championship. And banner night, this will be the 18th one, and it's always a festive occasion at North Station. The Boston Globe has done an outstanding job, and that is the Boston Globe story of the Celtics. 1946 to present, the inside stories and acclaim reporting on the NBA's banner franchise. Chad Finn, outstanding writer, Boston Globe. You can read his game day analysis on the Patriots. He writes the heir apparent to a legendary sports radio critic, Jack Craig of the Boston Globe, and does a great job chronicling the media and obviously editing things like this book. Chad Finn, Marty Terrell, thank you for popping on. A New Englander myself, this is going to be a festive night, and I've got the book. Congratulations, extremely well done. Welcome aboard. How are you, Chad?
Nice to hear that, and it's greatly appreciated.
We appreciate it. So what is the Globe trying to do here? They're bringing it all into one big bundle here, and I want to talk about editing this. How difficult was it, or how easy was it, to chronicle one of the marquee franchises, not only in the NBA, but in professional sports in this country? Let's hear it.
Yeah, it was a little easier than our last project, which we did one of these on the Red Sox. It came out in 2023. And they just have so much more history than the Celtics do, because the Red Sox came around in 1901. The Globe had been in existence for about 45 years at that point. So you knew everything would be there to chronicle, but it went way back. With the Celtics, as you noted, started in 1946. So it's a little bit more contemporary. It was a little bit easier finding everything we needed for this book, because you start a book like this by just making a list of everything you know that you need to have in there, a chronological list, and then the hard part's going about finding everything. And it was a little bit easier with the Celtics book, just because the history is a little bit more recent over the last 80 years there.
You know, the one thing I've often heard, and your colleague Bob Ryan has said this long ago, that Boston in its root is a hockey town, not a Celtics town, not a Patriots, not a Red Sox town. I'm in my 60s. I guess I could maybe kick the tires on that thought, but there was a time when there were doubleheaders, hockey in the afternoon, basketball at night on a Saturday, and a flip-flop, and that it truly was more of a hockey town, and yet there's 18 banners about to go to the to the rafters of the of that legendary building, even though it's a new version of the Garden. So just weigh in on that, we'll get back to the book. Do you buy into that at all, Chad? You're a New Englander.
I do, and you know, Bob's the expert on that for sure. as de facto commissioner of basketball when he was with the writer, and still writes for us a little bit. Even after retiring in 2012. But, yeah, I mean, the Walter Brown basically brought the Celtics here as something to sort of support a hockey team, to have something else in the building while, you know, hockey was a bigger draw. And then through the Russell years, the Bruins were more popular, even with the Celtics winning all those titles. Once Bobby Orr got here in the mid-60s and then the Big Bad Bruins in the early 70s, it really turned where – it was the Celtics that you and I know that were a big part of the fabric of Boston was when Larry Bird got here in 1979 and the NBA changed with him and Magic and became a viable television product with the great rivalry in the, with the Lakers and Celtics and those two individually. And the NBA skyrocketed to what it is now based on what those two guys built. That's when the Celtics really found their pinnacle as a popular and beloved institution in Boston.
Chad Finn, Boston Globe, edits the book. It is out. It came out on October 8th. Experience the illustrious and passionate history of the Celtics through the lens of the hometown paper, the Boston Globe. Truly one of America's most copied sports sections. And I say this because in as much as we're talking about the Celtics, one of the greatest stable of writers happened to be writing on the parquet panels of the Boston Garden. And that was Bob Ryan, the aforementioned. Jackie McMullen, Lee Montfield, John Powers wasn't mentioned in this PR piece, Dan Shaughnessy, Baxter Holmes, Washburn, who's currently on the beat, Adam Himmelsbach, Shira Springer. I could go on and on and on. But the Globe is known for one thing, or not a lot of things, but one thing in particular, and that's the notes column, Chad, and you know where I'm going with this. I'm at Foxborough Sunday getting ready for the Patriots-Dolphins, and we're upstairs and we're reading the Sunday notes. Basketball, hockey, football, baseball, and back when he wrote, Bud Collins on tennis, John Powers on Olympics. My point is, this is a compilation of some of the greatest basketball writers this country has known. And I say this because a lot of major metropolitan dailies have copied the Boston Globe's format of Sunday notes columns. Can you speak to that a little bit and how it ties into the book?
Those notes columns were so ahead of their time. It really started with Peter Gammons on the baseball beat in the 70s. Even though you can find sort of instances deep into the Globe's past where they would do long baseball stories, but it was nothing like the format that Gammons had, where there wasn't even a photo on the page. It was just all text told you things that were going on around Major League Baseball, these juicy nuggets and tidbits, and they were emulated by Will McDonough on the NFL and Ryan on the NBA, Fran Rosa on hockey, and many other writers through the years. And that format still works, even though nowadays you get all that stuff instantaneously on your phone, on social media, whatever you happen to be reading. It's not news, a lot of it, by the time you get to it on Sunday, but still remains interesting to be able to come up with those little items and details and rumors, especially, that people love.
How great do you think it is that a more than an upstart Knickerbockers team is going to be there, perhaps as opening night fodder for the Celtics when that 18th banner goes up to the rafters? I mean, I don't think you can script it any better. And I know your book certainly chronicles at a time where the Knicks tried to rob and almost convince Red Auerbach to become the general manager and running the New York Knickerbockers. Almost unthinkable, Chad, when you think about it.
I know. I think that's a piece of Celtics history people don't really know either, that Red nearly left in the late 70s because John White Brown, who was the meddlesome owner, well-known, became the governor of Kentucky, who was married to Phyllis George, started thinking he knew more about NBA basketball than he did. He knew basketball. He's from Kentucky, of course you do, but made trades without Red's permission, including trading a couple of number one draft picks to get Bob McAdoo, who was a great scorer, but was fading and wasn't a team player, and just not the kind of guy Red would have traded for. And Red was furious and nearly ended up going to the Knicks. The mythology is that a cab driver talked him out of going. I didn't find confirmation of that, but Red was not too far from running the New York Knicks, which would have changed history immensely, given the way that the Celtics were shaped after Bird arrived just a few years later.
Boston Globe story of the Celtics 1946 through present, inside stories and acclaimed reporting on the NBA's banner franchise. Opening night a week from this coming Tuesday, Knickerbockers will be in town. You know, it's a storied franchise, 18th banner going. You guys do a great job chronicling it. There's something that we hear about, whether you're in the middle of the country where I am in Iowa or anywhere. It's the Celtic mystique. What is that, Chad? What is the Celtics mystique? Or is that just something that they kind of throw out there? It's like some of those old New England hotels, they say they're all haunted and there's ghosts in there. What is Celtics mystique? Can you tell us?
I think the Celtics' mystique was so much tied to the old building, the original Garden and the parquet floor, where the legend was that some of the home players knew like where the dead spots were. We always thought Dennis Johnson knew the dead spots and would set up guys late in games to have them dribble to a dead spot and steal the ball away from them. I don't know if that ever actually happened, but the great part of the mythology kind of faded a little bit with some of the droughts. You know, they didn't win a title from 86 until 2008, and then again from 8 until last year. But last year, Marty, felt like the old days. I mean, you can't win a championship no matter how good you are without a little bit of luck. I mean, Red Auerbach didn't want Bob Cousy, and it calls him a local yokel and ends up with him anyway against his will, and he ends up being the first great point guard. That's a lot. Some of the stuff that happened to the Celtics this year, opposing players getting injured in the playoffs, opposing stars, things like that, staying relatively healthy other than Porzingis dealing with a couple of injuries, that's luck. And you need those things. And I don't know if that's mystique, but those are things that have happened to the Celtics an awful lot through the years.
No question. One final question, Chad, before we let you go. It's a franchise that hasn't been without deep tragedy. Len Bias, Reggie Lewis. And sadly enough, you know, I think Bill Walton would be in attendance next Tuesday night had he not passed away. We've lost some great ones. We lost Dennis Johnson, you know, coaching in the at the time the CBA. We lost DJ prematurely. So they've had their, you know, their sad moments. I haven't gone that deep into the book, but it's a franchise that has had some heartache and some tragedy. Can you speak to that real quick?
Yeah, it's covered pretty thoroughly. I think maybe the best story in the book is one of the most heartbreaking, which is column Jackie McMullen wrote the day Reggie Lewis died in the summer of 1993. She had covered him at Northeastern. She knew him and his family well. It wasn't just a sports writer sitting down and writing about somebody they had covered as a professional. She knew him, and so she had all this detail in this column. When people were shocked, you know, that he had passed away, she had all this detail about who Reggie Lewis really was and the kind of person that he was. And it was just beautifully written under really difficult circumstances, I'm sure, for Jackie. And, you know, this retrospective is in the back of the book, and we look back at Len Bias passing away. We look back at Reggie Lewis passing away from 30 years after that happened. So, the downsides and the dark sides and the sadness are covered in there too.
Isaiah Thomas wrote the foreword. You could have gone one worse. You could have got Lambeer. I mean, my God, but I love it though. How did you get Isaiah to do that?
No, this is the Celtics Isaiah Thomas. So
okay. It's not the guy from Detroit. Okay, good.
My editor did the same thing pretty late in the process. She said, is this the Pistons Isaiah Thomas or the Celtics Isaiah Thomas?
I fell for it.
It's the Celtics one.
Then you're off the hook. Chad, listen, great job out of you. We appreciate it. Legendary paper you work for, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Marty. Good to hear from you.
All right, you got it. Yes, Chad Finn, Boston Globe. Again, media critic and does an outstanding job with the Patriots. Their game Sunday does a great breakdown on the opponent and picks the game at the end of it. Boston Globe, Boston.com. All right, we'll come back. Obviously, what we're screaming and screaming about is baseball, right? October. Yankees, big win last night. And we told you, you were not keeping the keg of dynamite. Soto, Judge still coming up with marshmallows. But let me tell you something. Giancarlo Stanton put a dent in one last night. It wasn't that missile shot, that line drive shot. No, this one was more of a high arching, no doubt about it. Costas didn't think it was going. He thought it was going to get caught. I said, no, the only thing that thing caught was a star. 3-2 Yanks. They go for the clincher tonight in Kansas City. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Thank you. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
One, one going to the third. Tigers and Guardians in Motown. And Guardians need it to stay alive and get the series back to Cleveland. We shall see on that. Later on tonight, Royals, Yanks, they'll be getting started shortly. And then you got one Friday night game, Dodgers, Padres, Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium. I don't know how the Padres come back from that. I don't. I think, Otani and Mookie are starting to heat up, and I just, put up an 8 spot last night. You know, I thought the turning point in that game last night, I thought Machado had a dinger, which would have cut the lead. Well, it would have been a 2-run shot, 5-2. They just hit a lot of balls right at people, and the ball didn't carry well in San Diego at all. Of course, you got to hit it right on the screws to get it out of there to begin with. But listen, Dodgers, the crowd, the Profar thing, it got their attention. Dodgers, last year swept away by the D-backs. They didn't want that to happen. It's not. And so I'll give you this. I think the Dodgers are going to be a very, very difficult team to beat tomorrow night on Friday night. My gut telling me that is going to be a very, very tricky spot. So we shall see. Thanks to Chad Finn. Good piece. When I saw that too, Isaiah Thomas, I've been fooled by that before. I was going to say, what do they have at Detroit? Hey, there's no way he's going to write a foreword to the book. But I thought maybe it was Isaiah Thomas saying, hey, it was a great rivalry. Detroit and Boston, the Lakers and us, and blah, 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 the Bulls and Michael. But no, it's Isaiah Thomas, the former Celtics, the little diminutive guard who wrote the foreword. And interesting. So good book. You can tell I didn't get to read it all or much of it, but it's a compilation of a lot of the great Globe stories over the years. by a Hall of Fame stable of writers, no question about it. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez as well. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit in with Blake Byrne, listen to him throughout the weekend here on Sports Byline, and live well. For the whole crew, enjoy the baseball. Enjoy the start of the hockey season, little college football tonight. And don't forget, Niners and Seahawks going to get a good number on Thursday Night Prime on Amazon Prime. I'm Artie Terrell. Catch you tomorrow on a Football Friday and Sports Weekend this Saturday night on Sports Byline broadcast. Adios.